landmark decision has just been handed down from the UK Supreme Court. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. In a unanimous decision, Britain's highest court said Prime Minister Boris Johnson's move to delay Parliament for 5 weeks earlier this month was unlawful. Here's Baroness Hale, President of the Supreme Court, delivering the verdict just minutes ago.
This court has already concluded that the Prime Minister's advice to Her Majesty was unlawful, void, and of no effect. This means that the order in council to which it led was also unlawful, void, and of no effect, and should be quashed. This means that when the Royal Commissioners walked into the House of Lords, it was as if they had walked in with a blank sheet of paper. The prorogation was also void and of no effect. Parliament has not been prorogued. This is the unanimous judgment of all 11 justices.
She said it's up to Parliament now and the Speaker to decide what happens next, but that members should meet as soon as possible. Let's do the numbers. The pound is spiking against the dollar and the euro on that Supreme Court decision this morning. Global shares, meanwhile, are higher on fresh trade optimism. Brewing giant AB InBev is taking another whack at taking its Asia-Pacific business public. It priced shares today at the lower end of an expected range, looking to raise $5 billion from the sale, half of what it planned when it tried to list in July. Now, the internet houses a lot of information about us. What we post on social media, sure, but it's also home to information some people might not want to be made public, like criminal records or wrongful convictions. Whether or not we want that data out there, today the European Court of Justice ruled that outside the EU, it has to stay online. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman explains.
The French data regulators had wanted to make this a global thing. Once they've approved it, that's it. These things disappear no matter where in the world we look you up. Google appealed that and said, no, it should not apply outside of Europe. This is dangerous. We are on the verge of a massive sort of global censorship campaign here. And what's happened today is that Google's won.
So Google's probably very relieved. It said it received 850,000 requests in the last 5 years to take material down. But what does it mean for people who want more privacy online?
It's not such good news for them. There are sort of valid reasons why people want to disassociate from stuff that's reported about them, especially, of course, if that reporting is inaccurate. If you were wrongly convicted of something and you're then proved innocent, that can still follow you around online, potentially for the rest of your life. Google's argument is that undemocratic regimes, was how it described it, could potentially use this as a massive censorship tool and a massive way of blocking elements of history from the net all around the world.
Zoe Kleinman. As regulators probe the collapse of UK travel booking company Thomas Cook and the government repatriates vacation goers, some businesses that had partnerships with the 178-year-old company are wondering, what now? Thomas Cook had its hands in more than just all-inclusive packaged vacation deals. It also had agreements with hotels and businesses to offer experience that especially young travelers are keen to take. It even partnered with the NFL to offer game day packages for accommodation and tickets to the league's matchup here in London this fall. Greg Stark is one of those ticket holders who told me he's not sure now that he'll even get to see Tampa Bay take on Carolina in just a couple of weeks.
I'm a big NFL fan. So every year, me and my friends go on first thing to try and get the tickets when they go on sale. I was obviously lucky this year that me and my friend got the ticket through Thomas Cook. And we'd paid some money to Thomas Cook as well to upgrade the hotel so that we could get down from Edinburgh to be able to watch the game. And there's actually eight of us going all together from our fantasy football league. So me and my friend are the only ones with the Thomas Cook tickets. So we're really hoping at the moment that the NFL will honour the tickets that have been sold through Thomas Cook and hopefully give us a chance to buy them. It's a bit disappointing, but obviously there's a lot of people that don't have jobs. I kind of hope that they get sorted out as well.
It's not just customers left holding the bag. It's also businesses that signed up to the Thomas Cook partnerships, as Pippa Jack's Travel Trade Gazette reporter explains.
There will be some travel businesses that are left quite vulnerable here because they have to take measures now to rebook their clients and, you know, do the right thing and look after them, but they might not necessarily recoup everything back. One of the UK's biggest online travel agents put out a profit warning saying it expects to take a huge hit because of the administration and the rebooking fees that were going to be associated with sorting this out, but they'll be the same for much smaller businesses as well.
So how long will it take those businesses to kind of unwind their partnerships from Thomas Cook and essentially get out from under that company?
I expect it could take certainly weeks, maybe even months. People will book travel, you know, a year ahead, if not a bit more. So there are bookings in the pipeline that go way, way into the future. And it takes a very long time to unpick each one.
And we're talking about businesses that this impacts. But it's not just the businesses that this impacts. Some countries are also dependent on Thomas Cook sending tourists there, right?
Indeed, yes. So tourism is a huge part of the economy for places like the Canary Islands, the Balearic Islands, Greece, Cyprus, Turkey, Tunisia. And they receive hundreds of thousands of Thomas Cook guests each year in most cases. So they are very concerned at the moment to see their Thomas Cook customers just turned off overnight. But I do think that other players in the market will step in and soak up some of that additional capacity. So I'm sure we'll see the big players like TUI and EasyJet and Ryanair as well putting on additional flights next year, because those 800,000 holidaymakers will want to go on holiday, and different companies just need to kind of rearrange themselves in order to help them book what it is that they wanted.
Pippa Jacks from Travel Trade Gazette, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
If you want to hear more about that landmark UK Supreme Court decision this morning, we're on Twitter at the hashtag BBC Marketplace. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.